Wonderful to be together for our Sunday morning Mass on this magnificent feast of Corpus Christi, of the body of the Lord, the body of Christ, where we indeed celebrate the source and the summit of everything we are as Catholic Christians. It's a particular joy to have with us today the two deacons were beside me, Deacon Jim Leeser to my left and Deacon Scott Jablonski to my right. And those two wonderful men will have the order of priesthood conferred on them this coming Friday night at St. Maria Goretti. And of course, you're all invited to a moment of great joy for the diocese. It's always good to be with Monsignor Holmes and with Father Reim, my very faithful vocation director, whose work God blesses abundantly, and also my master of ceremonies. Not to mention this wonderful group of young men, some of whom are seminarians and some of whom are hoped for seminarians, at least in the heart of the bishop. So, thank you all. In today's first reading, twice it says to the Jewish people that the bread that I will give, the manna, is unknown to you. And then at the end it says again, that bread is unknown to your fathers. It's an unknown bread. And in the gospel, we hear Jesus identify that bread with his very self. That Eucharistic bread is his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And therefore, we're expected to conclude that that bread is known to us. The manna was not known to the Israelites in the desert or their forefathers. The Eucharistic bread was not known as Eucharistic bread before the coming of Jesus. But now we're in the know because we belong to the family of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're not among those who don't know, for whom the Eucharist is unknown. At least we're not supposed to be. However, today, I have to say, so many Catholics act as if the Eucharist is unknown. How do they do that? By getting into a habit, perhaps through no fault of their own, of being very casual around the Eucharist. I saw somebody recently come up for communion, take the host in their hand, and then they went over here. How you doing, Judy? Did you win anything at bingo last night? I don't know anything. I'm not saying Judy was at bingo, and I'm not even saying Judy is Judy. But anyway, whatever he said, I don't think it's his fault. I think that casualness and informality, I think that that kind of casual attitude toward the Eucharist belongs to what I call the culture of flip-flops. Flip-flops are nice on the beach, but you really wouldn't think much place else. But in our culture now, I saw this week that flip-flops are being made, dress-up flip-flops. They're loaded with jewels. They cost over $1,000. dress flip-flops. So see, our culture never pushes back on what the majority seems to like. And as the church, we always have to push back on what the majority seems to like. And when Catholics, and especially Catholic politicians, are more interested in being politically correct than in worthily receiving the Eucharist, then we have to conclude they don't know this bread. Jesus wanted them to know it, but they don't know it. And it may not even be their fault. So there's irreverence, and there's political correctness. Irreverence because of our Catholic culture, because of our anti-Catholic culture, and political correctness because people approach the Eucharist without a second thought as to whether or not they're worthy. It's what we do at Mass. And we're entering upon a period now due to the recent decision of the Federal Court on Marriage. We're entering into a period now where Catholics who are against the Catholic teaching on family and who favor same-sex unions are going to approach communion just as a matter of fact, proving when they do that they don't know this bread. This bread is as unknown to them as it was to the Israelites and their forefathers. This bread is as unknown to them as the manna was to the Israelites and their forefathers. In most cases, that's not their fault. Those of us who have the grace from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to know this Eucharistic bread have to spread the word. I thank God that the vast majority of people with whom I pray at this 11 o'clock Mass know this Eucharistic bread. They know, you know, that you are part of the life of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know that reverence is in order in receiving the Eucharist. You know that political correctness is out of order, just like it was out of order for St. John the Baptist, the patron saint of the politically incorrect, to whom we have to pray more and more each day. This feast is a feast of great joy. This is the fulfillment of the Eucharistic procession that we have on Holy Thursday, which is toned down at that time because of the terrible suffering of Christ, which was to follow on Holy Thursday night. This is the fulfillment of that Eucharistic procession. As we follow our Lord this morning into the streets, we follow our Lord to the state capitol. And our Lord has a lot to say to the state capitol and to those who work there. He has an awful lot to say. So today is a day to be strengthened in our comfort with reverence, in our comfort with political incorrectness, and in our comfort that Jesus Christ always leads us on the way he leads us in procession today. And when we're following Christ, we know that whatever the difficulties along the way, the end of our march in Christ is nothing else but his victory, the resurrection, and we rightly rejoice in that. Praise be Jesus Christ.